Commander, we're ready to resume.
Very good. Did you finish?
Yes, I just finished.
All right. There's something going on that began yesterday morning I'd like to call your attention to. With any kind of luck, it will continue to be shown on the airwaves of C-SPAN. And I apologize, I didn't pay any attention to which one, whether it was your channel 20 or 22. Mr. Gonzalez of Texas, head of the Banking Commission, House Banking Commission, has finally struggled single-handedly, brought to the point of public attention the massive arms deals made by your government to Iraq right up until the time of the invasion of Kuwait. He has gathered several into a group to form a committee, a subcommittee, if you will, to look into this. And it began yesterday. Now, they were showing reruns last evening. I don't know how you go about finding out when and if they will show yesterday's proceedings again or not. It's boring, but it's interesting. It has not to this point gotten as entertaining as a Patriot missile investigation, but it's a lot more serious, and certainly the players are very, very interesting. It's nice to note that one of the young Kennedys is on this committee, and he did make one of the most beautiful speeches I have heard in honor of Mr. Gonzalez, who bravely brought this to the people. His family would be very, very proud of him. There is only one on the committee that does everybody in this room know what oxymoron means? Well, somebody share it. It means a contradiction, a ridiculous term. Am I close enough to?
Like an honest politician.
Yes, right, all right. Or a political scientist. Mutually exclusive terms. Well, Mr. Gonzalez has got this thing down cold. He knows he's never going to be able to bring it public, but he's got it down cold. And so when this was being discussed, he referred to the CIA intelligence services as being the terminology being an oxymoron. Well, you can imagine one of the persons on his committee heads the security committee or commission, and he took objection and exception to that term being applied. Well, there was a bit of bantering back and forth, but it turns out that it was utilized quite correctly because Mr. Gonzalez had been trying his best to get response from the CIA and the intelligence services only to get worthless material, some material, and finally had to get his information outside the intelligence community, either through bribery, blackmail, whatever was required. Mr. Gonzalez did manage to get it. And so it was, that portion of it too was quite entertaining, and he gave them credit for doing their job. They do it too damn well, is about the way he put it. And they get away with everything. Another one of the panel suggested that as the pages were unfolded to him, he was in total stunned disbelief. And he said, no matter where we go from here, we are going to find out who did this, who authorized this, who is behind this, what banks, how they worked. Well, we've told you how they work, and we've told you what banks, and we've told you who's behind it. Are you that far ahead of the game? Unfortunately, precious ones, yes. And it doesn't do, you know, to run out there and say some space commander told me this. This is why I tell you where you can go for confirmation. Or I will tell you that it is somewhere, and I will not yet tell you where you can look it up. Because I don't want you shot. I don't want you dead. This is something I have not been able to, because I have not met. You see, ones think they have to meet with Hatton through this method. And I was hoping that John, as in Coleman, would come this day. He had said that he would. Because there are some things we need to clarify. He is offended as if I don't appreciate his work. That has nothing to do with it. I would not advocate his work. I would not ask ones to get his work, to give confirmation to that which I say, if I did not like it. I'm trying to keep him alive. And because of that, it can be very, very difficult if you insist upon having ego run before thee. And it becomes very hard. Ones who have inside contacts do not always know whether or not they are valid. You're not going to have your enemy walk up to you and tell you as much. That's an honest approach. If I don't like you and I tell you I don't like you, then I have approached you honestly. But someone set up by the clandestine forces are not going to come up and tell you that they don't like you. They're going to pat you on the head and tell you how wonderful you are and feed you some more inside information, which is probably going to get you into trouble if you have become so gullible. So if your ego is bothering you as regards Hatton, I suggest you listen within and see who it is that might be creating the problem, because I'm very happy to cover it either right here while we're meeting, if ones cannot hear or ones cannot see. But when there are discrepancies and they come back to me against my people, then I will not remain silent. I do not butt into other one's business. I sanction that which is truth. I honor that which is with integrity and that which is valid. I am not here to play hand games. We're here with the most incredible mission ever experienced on the planet. And whether you can get a book for $16.95 through America West, and he charges $24.95. That is strictly his business. But when it comes back to me that we have sent out dual advertisements, I have sent out no advertisement except ask people to purchase his book. So please, let us understand, and I use this as an example. Maybe even Hatton would like to play favorites. I will not. We are not dealing with a little group. We cannot deal on the level of human ego, because your mission here is not to feed your human ego. And if you cannot let go of it, you're welcome even to experience with us, but don't expect to be patted on the head for it. the gift will always be in the later receiving. Please hold this uppermost in your mind, because you become so gullible to ones who offer and ones who want to participate. And you're very open. You don't know any better. That's because you come basically from a society that acts in basic perfection, and you don't understand this kind of behavior. So let us always reach out a little bit farther, and let us recognize our enemy, because he is trained, geared, absolutely goal-oriented to accomplish his task. And to see within the activities, you have to pay attention. I cannot sit up here and tell you all of this stuff all of the time. I have to ask you to either share or get together and discuss it, do something. Watch this hearing. They're after your president. Let's see how slick he is. And will it make a difference if they nail him? I think you know the answer to that. It won't. But he's guilty. And he did it at the suggestion of Henry Kissinger. And who do they send in there? Mr. Gates himself. Hand-picked, hand-trained, has been in the CIA for years with Bush. And they do a song and dance. Actually, he danced and the other one sang, and neither knew anything. I mean, neither knew anything. They try very, very hard, and they're really working to clean up the CIA and everything. But somehow they had never looked at those records. Must have been misplaced, must have been, you know, whatever. But they're really working at cleaning it up. But by the time they have babbled for quite a while, you've been able to piece bits and pieces together of what happened. And massive, massive, massive amounts of your own equipment either went over there or was purchased from you. Then come on the bankers and the people from the State Department, and the circus begins. You've never seen such a ballet dance in your life as these bankers who know everything and don't know anything. And how could it possibly be that money could circulate through here and there and everywhere, when they never even heard of the banks? Now, I mean, these are your banking commissioners, precious ones, right from the Federal Reserve, etc. And if anybody could figure out what they had said afterwards, it would shock me. But it didn't seem to shock Mr. Gonzalez, who has been head of the banking committee for a very long time. So keep your eyes open. This little game could be quite a scandal. And this could uncover some rocks. But all you have to worry about is when the rocks are uncovered, just before they get uncovered, what will happen to you? You see, the same man who's going to get uncovered can close the banks today. So it's walking the tightwire. I'm sorry Leon is not here, because he might be able to train you to walk a tightwire easier than they're going to pull this off. And I would like to make public comment and appreciation to Leon. He took Dorma and EJ to see David Copperfield. And it was delightful. And it doesn't matter whether you can literally fly or not, you feel like it. But I see that Leon is not here today. serves him right. Speaking of weddings and other things, Daylene thought I was going to speak of hers, but that's later.
Mine might not get one.
Well,
I'm putting on the invitation, God was optional.
Well, it's B-Y-O-G. But we have a precious little lady in our little circle that needs some attention. She's only 17, barely 18. And she belongs to Brian, who all of you know. Her name is Kathy, and she's within weeks of having her baby. And it's a very, very sad situation. She is terribly distressed. She is a child having a baby. And I believe that Daylene is doing something on Monday for Kathy. She needs some love, and she needs some caring from you ones. She would prefer to give her baby away. She has had no training, and it's very, very difficult. And these children are trying to make it the best way they can. So maybe if you would speak with Daylene, I know that on Monday evening there's a little gathering planned somewhere at Daylene's house, I believe.
Well, it
was little. Well, you know how I am. Big heart, big mouth. B-Y-O-C. Bring your own cake. No, I just want you to reach out to them. Now, for some serious before we get to the questions. They are also showing you pictures of these atomic thrust systems, etc., that you bought from Russia, moving them into New Mexico. And henceforth, you will be able to have all this defense system, just like Russia, blue, blue, little babble, babble, babble. And they show them to you. And they say, you know, forget it. The Russians have just moved in and are setting up a missile base in New Mexico. And they're doing it right in front of you. What can you do? Very little. Just know. Just know. Don't lie to yourself anymore. Please.
You mean the Russians are setting up this base or the Soviets?
Oh, come off it, Ed. Go back to San Francisco. The ex-Soviets, the Commonwealth. You notice how the Commonwealth is getting along? Even the Commonwealth that fell apart is falling apart, and they're all killing each other. Mr. Gorbachev is over here visiting his property now that he's president of Kissinger and Associates. Mr. Yeltsin will be over in June. Watch out. Oh my gosh, what they have planned while Mr. Yeltsin's running around. You're just going to have to pay attention. There aren't any miracles, no magic, just knowledge. Knowledge and preparation. You continue pushing just as hard as you can in the direction we're going. It will come together. You have to assume that God also has a plan. And it's working also. But you've got to know your enemy. And there isn't any other way except this way, as painful as it might be. Now, I think we better have some of those questions because I know that we didn't get through many last time. And here we are about out of time again. It's really my subtle way of getting out of answering questions. Please.
Heard a rumor yesterday that the president has signed the executive order to give all of our roads and bridges into the public hands now. Do you have any information on that?
No, but I sure would like to.
I believe it's executive order 12038.
Well, that's the right number.
Well.
Oh, all right. I'm with you now.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Only that it's part of FEMA regulations and the group of executive orders that have come into power. He's really had this power since 1970. And one after another, he's clicking them off now. The ones you better be watching are not these ones that, well, you better be watching them all, but the ones you better get upset about are the treaties that are already coming into somebody help me. She can't come up with active what? Operation? Thank you. Implementation. You've had the human rights massive violation of you. Now a treaty ratified by the Senate by voice vote a month ago, which now allows a foreign government to accuse you, to shut you down, imprison you, try you, whatever they want to do for violation of, well, hate crimes, speaking out, and it's all done through the United Nations. That becomes the law to supersede your constitution. And it's ratified. And Mr. Bush, if it isn't signed already, will sign it because he is the one who pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. It first came into being thanks to Mr. Nixon, I believe. It's happened. While you were blinking, it happened. It's done. Can you undo it? Yes, but it doesn't look like it will happen. You see, the only recourse you have is the fact that there has not been a legal constitutional convention. And at some point, you're going to say, well, what difference does it make? Action-wise, very little, because it will all be shifted over to the United Nations and the districts will take, they're already into effect. You go by districts in the IRS and everything that you do. So that's already rolling over, and you have already capitulated to that. But you see, until you have a constitutional convention where the actual constitutional laws are legally changed, you can at some point always go back to the battleground on the basis of it being an unconstitutional method by which they made those treaties. Because a treaty supersedes everything. Unless, of course, it's your federal government. Now, you can make treaties with China and Russia and the Soviets, England, the United Nations. But, on the other hand, these have to be respected and honored. But you take away the sovereign treaties of the Aboriginal Indian natives of your country. And they do it right across the board. That's why Two Sisters in Nevada, the Dan clan, becomes extremely important. This is massive breaking of the treaties made with those Indians by your government, and now they want the land back. It's got gold on it. knowing makes the difference. You cannot find freedom if you don't know. As boring as I may get. Let's have some questions.
Commander, one last question. When you spoke of the null, when we go to the null zone and we lose all of our electricity, will that affect the magnetic disks and the computers and the chips at all? Will we lose our computer systems?
You'll lose a system and, of course, whatever programming may be in it at that moment. I cannot tell you. It depends on very many things. I would hope that you will have protected backup disks, buried them, done something with them to protect them a little bit, because you're not going to be able to just nullify everything, and I can't see why it would erase them. And all we can do is just hope that it does not. Yes.
I just decided to put on my yogurt wings and plunge right ahead and ask you this. Can you tell us anything about the mechanics of how they could delay our entry into the photon belt?
Oh, yes, I can. The easiest way, of course, is to ignite that radioactive belt, because the various and sundry responses or reaction to that particular burn allows a condensation of photons, and photons, just like sheep, will follow each other. They will go off into a stream, and that literally, by that reaction, opens a door, if you will, through which a lot of that can be drained off, literally drained off, leached out, and that pushes it back. It doesn't do a lot to the null zone, but it pulls out a lot of photons. A photon is light.
Thank you.
Secondly, it can be bombarded with energy pulses, which basically just backs it off. And you're talking about something, anyway, that's a little hard to visualize. You'll have to visualize it as a rainbow, where you have a blending of colors at the demarcation of the various colors. You have a slop over and a blending. But it isn't as any of you who have flown, I mean literally as a pilot, would recognize this particular visualization. Perhaps you are flying along and you hear that there's fog in various and sundry areas, and you get to the area and it is like a wall. It isn't even like a blending or falling off. It is like the picture depicting the parting of the Red Sea. There's, you know, it's churning right here. And it is basically backed up against this pressure wall. And if you can maintain that pressure against it, you can push it off. But you've got to have the equipment to do it with. And you've got to have it out there where you can do it. And you have to have enough of you wanting to do it. Well, the Russians with the Cosmospheres are not eager to get into a war. They're also very willing to help push it off. And quite frankly, we would be willing to help you push it off. We need more time. You need more time. All the time we can get is what we need. So we're very happy to help you push it off. But if to push it off only allows the elite to bomb you with nuclear bombs or something of that sort, I don't think you're going to get a lot of cooperation from God. So it's a standoff.
Commander?
Please.
After the week of horror, we are then going to enter an ice age. How quickly will this ice develop?
Well, it's like everything. I don't believe that there will be drastic change unless we have to have a pole shift at the same time. And we're struggling against that. We've been struggling against it. And unless you had, well, there will be one situation where we will just release the magnetic hold that we are having, and you would have a rapid shift. But when you talk about ice ages, these are usually things that come along a bit more slowly. And as you come into the light, so to speak, this bothers everybody. Well, does that mean daylight just from that moment on? And I have to tell you that it could. My projection is probably that it would be more gradual than that, and that you would still have a cycling of what you would perceive night and day for a little while. But obviously what you are doing is moving into the zone where you're going to pick up the light from Alcyon. And you see, Pleiades has two or three suns. So it's going to be an interesting experience.
Is the movement towards Alcyon, are we under acceleration right now?
Not necessarily. It's just your perception. Things are clearing up. You're moving in a cycle, and visibility gets better. And your frequency is higher. You're changing.
I bought some goggles, and I was looking at the sun with them. And I noticed that I could see three lights next to the sun.
Interesting, isn't it?
Which normally, of course, I'd never seen had I not been looking through the goggles.
Hopefully.
But now
he's blind, so. Well, we lose some and we gain some.
Do you have any explanation for what these little stars could be? Or lights, whatever they are? Spacecraft?
Where?
I don't know.
Where?
Next to the sun.
Oh, those. I guess they're little stars.
I don't think they could be stars because of we had a 15 lens on there. So they're bright lights very close to the sun.
No, you're coming into having multiple suns.
So they're going to get bigger and bigger then, you're saying, I guess.
Yes. You have to put it in your mouth.
Okay. When we were getting the papers ready this week, there was some speculation. I thought maybe you might be able to clear it up or expand upon it. People were wondering how this light, if one of the scenarios whereby the bright light happens, how this will affect their bodies, whether they have to have special coverings. Also, whether this light will go through our structures, our homes, through the walls. So I was wondering if you could clear that up.
Well, if you move into the null zone, remember that the light's going to be very, very bright, but it's going to be more a fiery color. It's going to give you the feeling or the perception that the atmosphere somewhere out there is on fire. It should be a cold heat. Cold, I know that's a contradiction of terms, but it's exactly what I mean. It should not be necessarily hot to the touch, but it's going to be a form of heat. So reflective clothes, just as within a radiation blast, if you have dark clothes, it's going to absorb that heat and burn you more quickly than a reflective color like white or a metallic reflective cover, which would bounce it off to some great extent or reflect it away from you. Obviously, even with radiation burns, ones in Hiroshima or Nagasaki, who had any protection whatsoever were often not burned, or were only burned on the flesh where the sleeve ended, for instance. If the legs were covered, they were not burned. If one was covered and the other not, it would be like a sunburn, anything toward the blast. Well, you're not going to be able to have it quite like that. And this is why it's so important to get inside. Because of the intensity of light for a little while, you're going to be able to feel that light is coming through the wall simply because you think that your house is sturdily built. But you're going to find that there are many crevices through which it can pass. Now, I'm not here to recommend great things. I just can tell you a few things that would help. One say, well, can we put up foil? Yes, because it blocks light. But it's obviously going to come through if you're unable to seal where the joints are. It's just going to slither through. But will it be enough to damage? Probably not. You're going to have to come along with some pretty good judgment of your own. And if you're blind, it's not going to do any good to tell everybody that Hatton said so and it didn't work. So let's not play those games. Let's just do whatever we can to make this a time of getting through. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a time of horror. It can be a very, very pleasant time if you have some nice kerosene lamps and a nice butane burner. If you're prepared with a little water and some food, you can enjoy this. You don't know how to live in privacy or quiet. It can be one of the most glorious experiences you will ever have. And not necessarily do you have to do this alone. If it is null time and you can walk to your neighbor, put on your glasses and go walk to your neighbor. My advice, however, is to stay inside because you don't know what else is happening. And there is no need playing games with it. If you are out, get home or get somewhere into shelter. I have told these ones to pick up some of these, there are survival blankets. And I'm not talking about the great padded ones. I'm talking about the little $1.98 variety that gives you one large piece of, basically it looks like foil. And just take some thumbtacks, tack them to your wall. You can cover the holes later. And you won't need it up there very long. So that's one way to get a large piece. If you are really industrious, you can get some duct tape or masking tape and make some foil covers and fold them up and put them away. If you have a burning off of the radioactive belt, you've got a whole other set of problems, and I'm not going to be able to help you much, except with what I've already told you. In that instance, stay inside. Don't go out, period. You'll have to tend a few things about your house, make sure that whoever would do that has some protective covering in the form of rain slickers, anything that covers from fallout, and preferably then hose yourself off before you pass back in through the door. Because whatever radioactivity might be leaking, you can wash it off. And all of you will have pets and things that you're going to want to tend. Unfortunately, in that instance, you're going to have to work rapidly, and you're going to have to basically assume that those pets will respond instinctively.
Back in more ways than one.
Well, basically sitting and talking about it, you'll become very, very creative. And this is what you should be doing, sharing.
One last thing. Did we have a trial run the other night when we had that magnificent electrical storm? We had our power out for an hour. We got to enjoy that peace and quiet that you were talking about.
Wasn't it nice? And you see, suddenly it made sense. Oberle had a lot of work to do because I had just finished writing. because I needed to be back and forth in contact with Bo Greitz. And I had to do it. He was leaving. And Oberle was able to start that generator and work down there for the full 4 hours that the rest of you dinked around with no power.
Is that light going to have an adverse effect on, for instance, gardens and trees? Will it burn the plants?
If they burn off the radioactive belt, it may. The null time basically should not hurt them.
Excuse me, Commander?
Yes.
I had the understanding that the Illuminati was a group of enlightened entities who were to give technical knowledge to civilization according to their ability to comprehend it. If that's true, what happened to them now, and what's their current incarnation in the physical world?
Now, do you mean the true illumined ones or the Illuminati?
Well, I'm trying to find a difference now.
There is the illumined ones, which are basically the same as myself, which are the higher guides, which have been around for a long time to bring knowledge unto you as a species. The Illuminati organization took the name because of that, just as they do every other thing of priceless value, and have distorted it. It is now and became years and years and years ago representative of the elite.
Okay, and so is the Illuminati the same thing as Zionism, or is it the Committee of 300, or is it another cover name?
It's all just a portion of the same. Just a portion of the same. It basically sprang out of the original Freemasonry organization. It's hard to tell which came first, the Illuminati or Freemasonry, but it's all the same.
Okay, thank you.
And most people participate in all of these organizations, just like the Masons, I'm going to repeat. Don't come in and say, well, Hatton's down on the Masons. I'm not down on the Masons. I just tell you that anything that is done in secret and is not allowed to be told is of darkness, because God doesn't keep secrets, and the only mystery is due to the fact that you just don't know yet the answer. It isn't that he hides it from you. It's that you don't get it, even if he pokes it upon you. So you have to evaluate the relative response to the original order of any given group or society to determine whether or not it was set up in total evil, because the original planner set it up in total evil. But that doesn't mean the local Masons are evil. It means they are playing a game in a club, just like the churches on Sunday, following some doctrines and rules and initiations and regulations and playing a game. It's a club. You have to be the one to determine whether or not it is good or evil. But these particular clubs, the Club of Rome, the Illuminati, the Committee of 300 is the mother club. She birthed them. Yes.
Commander, we're ready to resume.
Very good. Did you finish?
Yes, I just finished.
All right. There's something going on that began yesterday morning I'd like to call your attention to. With any kind of luck, it will continue to be shown on the airwaves of C-SPAN. And I apologize, I didn't pay any attention to which one, whether it was your channel 20 or 22. Mr. Gonzalez of Texas, head of the Banking Commission, House Banking Commission, has finally fought, struggled single-handedly, brought to the point of public attention the massive arms deals made by your government to Iraq right up until the time of the invasion of Kuwait. He has gathered several into a group to form a committee, a subcommittee, if you will, to look into this. And it began yesterday. Now, they were showing reruns last evening. I don't know how you go about finding out when and if they will show yesterday's proceedings again or not. It's boring, but it's interesting. It has not to this point gotten as entertaining as a Patriot missile investigation, but it's a lot more serious, and certainly the players are very, very interesting. It's nice to note that one of the young Kennedys is on this committee, and he did make one of the most beautiful speeches I have heard in honor of Mr. Gonzalez, who bravely brought this to the people. His family would be very, very proud of him. There is only one on the committee that... Does everybody in this room know what oxymoron means? Well, somebody share it. It means a contradiction, a ridiculous term. Am I close enough to...
Like an honest politician.
Yes, right, all right. Or a political scientist. Mutually exclusive terms. Well, Mr. Gonzalez has got this thing down cold. He knows he's never going to be able to bring it public, but he's got it down cold. And so when this was being discussed, he referred to the CIA intelligence services as being the terminology being an oxymoron. Well, you can imagine one of the persons on his committee heads the security committee or commission, and he took objection and exception to that term being applied. Well, there was a bit of bantering back and forth, but it turns out that it was utilized quite correctly because Mr. Gonzalez had been trying his best to get response from the CIA and the intelligence services only to get worthless material, some material, and finally had to get his information outside the intelligence community, either through bribery, blackmail, whatever was required. Mr. Gonzalez did manage to get it. And so it was, that portion of it too was quite entertaining, and he gave them credit for doing their job. They do it too damn well, is about the way he put it. And they get away with everything. Another one of the panel suggested that as the pages were unfolded to him, he was in total stunned disbelief. And he said, no matter where we go from here, we are going to find out who did this, who authorized this, who is behind this, what banks, how they worked. Well, we've told you how they work, and we've told you what banks, and we've told you who's behind it. Are you that far ahead of the game? Unfortunately, precious ones, yes. And it doesn't do, you know, to run out there and say some space commander told me this. This is why I tell you where you can go for confirmation. Or I will tell you that it is somewhere, and I will not yet tell you where you can look it up. Because I don't want you shot. I don't want you dead. This is something I have not been able to, because I have not met. You see, ones think they have to meet with Hatton through this method. And I was hoping that John, as in Coleman, would come this day. He had said that he would, because there are some things we need to clarify. He is offended as if I don't appreciate his work. That has nothing to do with it. I would not advocate his work. I would not ask ones to get his work, to give confirmation to that which I say, if I did not like it. I'm trying to keep him alive. And because of that, it can be very, very difficult if you insist upon having ego run before thee. And it becomes very hard. Ones who have inside contacts do not always know whether or not they are valid. You're not going to have your enemy walk up to you and tell you as much. That's an honest approach. If I don't like you and I tell you I don't like you, then I have approached you honestly. But someone set up by the clandestine forces are not going to come up and tell you that they don't like you. They're going to pat you on the head and tell you how wonderful you are and feed you some more inside information, which is probably going to get you into trouble if you have become so gullible. So if your ego is bothering you as regards Hatton, I suggest you listen within and see who it is that might be creating the problem, because I'm very happy to cover it either right here while we're meeting, if ones cannot hear or ones cannot see. But when there are discrepancies and they come back to me against my people, then I will not remain silent. I do not butt into other one's business. I sanction that which is truth. I honor that which is with integrity and that which is valid. I am not here to play hand games. We're here with the most incredible mission ever experienced on the planet. And whether you can get a book for $16.95 through America West and he charges $24.95, that is strictly his business. But when it comes back to me that we have sent out dual advertisements, I have sent out no advertisement except ask people to purchase his book. So please, let us understand, and I use this as an example. Maybe even Hatton would like to play favorites. I will not. We are not dealing with a little group. We cannot deal on the level of human ego, because your mission here is not to feed your human ego. And if you cannot let go of it, you're welcome even to experience with us, but don't expect to be patted on the head for it. The gift will always be in the later receiving. Please hold this uppermost in your mind, because you become so gullible to ones who offer and ones who want to participate. And you're very open. You don't know any better. That's because you come basically from a society that acts in basic perfection, and you don't understand this kind of behavior. So let us always reach out a little bit farther. and let us recognize our enemy, because he is trained, geared, absolutely goal-oriented to accomplish his task. And to see within the activities, you have to pay attention. I cannot sit up here and tell you all of this stuff all of the time. I have to ask you to either share or get together and discuss it, do something. Watch this hearing. They're after your president. Let's see how slick he is. And will it make a difference if they nail him? I think you know the answer to that. It won't. But he's guilty. And he did it at the suggestion of Henry Kissinger. And who do they send in there? Mr. Gates himself. Hand-picked, hand-trained, has been in the CIA for years with Bush. And they do a song and dance. Actually, he danced and the other one sang. And neither knew anything. I mean, neither knew anything. They try very hard and they're really working to clean up the CIA and everything. But somehow they'd never looked at those records. Must have been misplaced, must have been, you know, whatever. But they're really working at cleaning it up. But by the time they have babbled for quite a while, you've been able to piece bits and pieces together of what happened. And massive, massive, massive amounts of your own equipment either went over there or was purchased from you. Then come on the bankers and the people from the State Department, and the circus begins. You've never seen such a ballet dance in your life as these bankers who know everything and don't know anything. And how could it possibly be that money could circulate through here and there and everywhere when they never even heard of the banks? Now, I mean, these are your banking commissioners, precious ones, right from the Federal Reserve, etc. And if anybody could figure out what they had said afterwards, it would shock me. But it didn't seem to shock Mr. Gonzalez, who has been head of the banking committee for a very long time. So keep your eyes open. This little game could be quite a scandal. And this could uncover some rocks. But all you have to worry about is when the rocks are uncovered, just before they get uncovered, what will happen to you? You see, the same man who's going to get uncovered can close the banks today. So it's walking the tight wire. I'm sorry Leon is not here, because he might be able to train you to walk a tight wire easier than they're going to pull this off. And I would like to make public comment and appreciation to Leon. He took Dorma and EJ to see David Copperfield. And it was delightful. And it doesn't matter whether you can literally fly or not, you feel like it. But I see that Leon is not here today. Serves him right. Speaking of weddings and other things, Daylene thought I was going to speak of hers. But that's later.
Mine might not
get
one.
Well,
I'm putting on the invitation, goggles optional.
Well, it's B-Y-O-G. But we have a precious little lady in our little circle that needs some attention. She's only 17, barely 18. and she belongs to Brian, who all of you know. Her name is Kathy, and she's within weeks of having her baby. And it's a very, very sad situation. She is terribly distressed. She is a child having a baby. And I believe that Daylene is doing something on Monday for Kathy. She needs some love, and she needs some caring from you ones. She would prefer to give her baby away. She has had no training, and it's very, very difficult. And these children are trying to make it the best way they can. So maybe if you would speak with Daylene, I know that on Monday evening there's a little gathering planned somewhere at Daylene's house, I believe. Well, you know how I am. Big heart, big mouth. B-Y-O-C. Bring your own cake. No, I just want you to reach out to them. Now, for some serious before we get to the questions. They are also showing you pictures of these atomic thrust systems, etc., that you bought from Russia, moving them into New Mexico. And henceforth, you will be able to have all this defense system just like Russia, blue, blue, little, babble, babble, babble. And they show them to you. And they say, you know, forget it. The Russians have just moved in and are setting up a missile base in New Mexico. And they're doing it right in front of you. What can you do? Very little. Just know. Just know. Don't lie to yourself anymore. Please.
You mean the Russians are setting up this base or the Soviets?
Oh, come off it, Ed. Go back to San Francisco. The ex-Soviets. The Commonwealth. You notice how the Commonwealth is getting along? Even the Commonwealth that fell apart is falling apart, and they're all killing each other. Mr. Gorbachev is over here visiting his property now that he's president of Kissinger and Associates. Mr. Yeltsin will be over in June. Watch out. Oh my gosh, what they have planned while Mr. Yeltsin's running around. You're just going to have to pay attention. There aren't any miracles. No magic, just knowledge. Knowledge and preparation. You continue pushing just as hard as you can in the direction we're going. It will come together. You have to assume that God also has a plan, and it's working also. But you've got to know your enemy, and there isn't any other way except this way, as painful as it might be. Now, I think we better have some of those questions, because I know that we didn't get through many last time. And here we are, about out of time again. It's really my subtle way of getting out of answering questions. Please.
Heard a rumor yesterday that the president has signed the executive order to give all of our roads and bridges into the public hands now. Do you have any information on that?
No, but I sure would like to.
I believe it's executive order 12038.
Well, that's the right number.
Well.
Oh, all right. I'm with you now.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
only that it's part of FEMA regulations and the group of executive orders that have come into power. He's really had this power since 1970, and one after another, he's clicking them off now. The ones you better be watching are not these ones that, well, you better be watching them all, but the ones you better get upset about are the treaties that are already coming into active, somebody help me. She can't come up with active what? Operation? Thank you. Implementation. You've had the human rights massive violation of you. Now a treaty ratified by the Senate by voice vote a month ago, which now allows a foreign government to accuse you, to shut you down, imprison you, try you, whatever they want to do for violation of, well, hate crimes, speaking out, and it's all done through the United Nations. That becomes the law to supersede your constitution. And it's ratified. And Mr. Bush, if it isn't signed already, will sign it because he is the one who pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. It first came into being thanks to Mr. Nixon, I believe. It's happened. While you were blinking, it happened. It's done. Can you undo it? Yes, but it doesn't look like it will happen. You see, the only recourse you have is the fact that there has not been a legal constitutional convention. And at some point, you're going to say, well, what difference does it make? Action-wise, very little, because it will all be shifted over to the United Nations and the districts will take, they're already into effect. You go by districts in the IRS and everything that you do. So that's already rolling over, and you have already capitulated to that. But you see, until you have a constitutional convention where the actual constitutional laws are legally changed, you can at some point always go back to the battleground on the basis of it being an unconstitutional method by which they made those treaties. Because a treaty supersedes everything. Unless, of course, it's your federal government. Now, you can make treaties with China and Russia and the Soviets, England, the United Nations. But on the other hand, these have to be respected and honored. But you take away the sovereign treaties of the Aboriginal Indian natives of your country. And they do it right across the board. That's why Two Sisters in Nevada, the Dan clan, becomes extremely important. This is massive breaking of the treaties made with those Indians by your government, and now they want the land back. It's got gold on it. Knowing makes the difference. You cannot find freedom if you don't know. As boring as I may get. Let's have some questions.
Commander, one last question. When you spoke of the null, when we go into the null zone and we lose all of our electricity, will that affect the magnetic disks and the computers and the chips at all? Will we lose our computer systems?
You'll lose a system and, of course, whatever programming may be in it at that moment. I cannot tell you. It depends on very many things. I would hope that you will have protected backup disks, buried them, done something with them to protect them a little bit, because you're not going to be able to just nullify everything. And I can't see why it would erase them. And all we can do is just hope that it does not. Yes.
I just decided to put on my yogurt wings and plunge right ahead and ask you this. Can you tell us anything about the mechanics of how they could delay our entry into the photon belt?
Oh, yes, I can. The easiest way, of course, is to ignite that radioactive belt, because the various and sundry responses or reaction to that particular burn allows a condensation of photons, and photons, just like sheep, will follow each other. They will go off into a stream, and that literally, by that reaction, opens a door, if you will, through which a lot of that can be drained off, literally drained off, leached out, and that pushes it back. It doesn't do a lot to the null zone, but it pulls out a lot of photons. A photon is light.
Thank you.
Secondly, it can be bombarded with energy pulses, which basically just backs it off. And you're talking about something, anyway, that's a little hard to visualize. You'll have to visualize it as a rainbow, where you have a blending of colors at the demarcation of the various colors. You have a slop over and a blending. But it isn't as any of you who have flown, I mean literally as a pilot, would recognize this particular visualization. Perhaps you are flying along and you hear that there's fog in various and sundry areas, and you get to the area and it is like a wall. It isn't even like a blending or falling off. It is like the picture depicting the parting of the Red Sea. There's, it's churning right here. And it is basically backed up against this pressure wall. And if you can maintain that pressure against it, you can push it off. But you've got to have the equipment to do it with. And you've got to have it out there where you can do it. And you have to have enough of you wanting to do it. Well, the Russians with the cosmospheres are not eager to get into a war. They're also very willing to help push it off. And quite frankly, we would be willing to help you push it off. We need more time. You need more time. All the time we can get is what we need. So we're very happy to help you push it off. But if to push it off only allows the elite to bomb you with nuclear bombs or something of that sort, I don't think you're going to get a lot of cooperation from God. So it's a standoff.
Commander?
Please.
After the week of horror, we are then going to enter an ice age. How quickly will this ice develop?
Well, it's like everything. I don't believe that there will be drastic change, unless we have to have a pole shift at the same time. And we're struggling against that. We've been struggling against it. And unless you had, well, there will be one situation where we will just release the magnetic hold that we are having, and you would have a rapid shift. But when you talk about ice ages, these are usually things that come along a bit more slowly. And as you come into the light, so to speak, this bothers everybody. Well, does that mean daylight just from that moment on? And I have to tell you that it could. my projection is probably that it would be more gradual than that, and that you would still have a cycling of what you would perceive night and day for a little while. But obviously what you are doing is moving into the zone where you're going to pick up the light from Alcyon. And you see, Pleiades has two or three suns. So it's going to be an interesting experience.
Is the movement towards Alcyon, are we under acceleration right now?
Not necessarily. It's just your perception. Things are clearing up. You're moving in a cycle, and visibility gets better. And your frequency is higher. You're changing.
I bought some goggles, and I was looking at the sun with them. And I noticed that I could see three lights next to the sun.
Interesting, isn't it?
Which normally, of course, I'd never seen had I not been looking through the goggles.
Hopefully.
But now he's blind, so.
Well, we lose some and we gain some.
Do you have any explanation for what these little stars could be? Or lights, whatever they are? Spacecraft?
Where?
I don't know.
Where?
Next to the sun.
Oh, those. I guess they're little stars.
I don't think they could be stars because of we had a 15 lens on there. So they're bright lights very close to the sun.
No, you're coming into having multiple suns.
So they're going to get bigger and bigger then, you're saying, I guess.
Yes. You have to put it in your mouth.
Okay. When we were getting the papers ready this week, there was some speculation. I thought maybe you might be able to clear it up or expand upon it. People were wondering how this light, if one of the scenarios whereby the bright light happens, how this will affect their bodies, whether they have to have special coverings. Also, whether this light will go through our structures, our homes, through the walls. So I was wondering if you could clear that up.
Well, if you move into the null zone, remember that the light's going to be very, very bright, but it's going to be more a fiery color. It's going to give you the feeling or the perception that the atmosphere somewhere out there is on fire. It should be a cold heat. Cold, I know that's a contradiction of terms, but it's exactly what I mean. It should not be necessarily hot to the touch, but it's going to be a form of heat. So reflective clothes, just as within a radiation blast. If you have dark clothes, it's going to absorb that heat and burn you more quickly than a reflective color like white or a metallic reflective cover, which would bounce it off to some great extent or reflect it away from you. Obviously, even with radiation burns, ones in Hiroshima or Nagasaki who had any protection whatsoever were often not burned, or were only burned on the flesh where the sleeve ended, for instance. If the legs were covered, they were not burned. If one was covered and the other not, it would be like a sunburn, anything toward the blast. Well, you're not going to be able to have it quite like that. And this is why it's so important to get inside. Because of the intensity of light for a little while, you're going to be able to feel that light is coming through the wall simply because you think that your house is sturdily built, but you're going to find that there are many crevices through which it can pass. Now, I I'm not here to recommend great things. I just can tell you a few things that would help. One say, well, can we put up foil? Yes, because it blocks light. But it's obviously going to come through if you're unable to seal where the joints are. It's just going to slither through. But will it be enough to damage? Probably not. You're going to have to come along with some pretty good judgment of your own. And if you're blind, it's not going to do any good to tell everybody that Hatton said so and it didn't work. So let's not play those games. Let's just do whatever we can to make this a time of getting through. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a time of horror. It can be a very, very pleasant time if you have some nice kerosene lamps and a nice butane burner. If you're prepared with a little water and some food, you can enjoy this. You don't know how to live in privacy or quiet. It can be one of the most glorious experiences you will ever have. And not necessarily do you have to do this alone. If it is null time and you can walk to your neighbor, put on your glasses and go walk to your neighbor. My advice, however, is to stay inside because you don't know what else is happening. And there is no need playing games with it. If you are out, get home or get somewhere into shelter. I have told these ones to pick up some of these, there are survival blankets. And I'm not talking about the great padded ones. I'm talking about the little $1.98 variety that gives you one large piece of, basically it looks like foil. And just take some thumbtacks, tack them to your wall. You can cover the holes later. And you won't need it up there very long. So that's one way to get a large piece. If you are really industrious, you can get some duct tape or masking tape and make some foil covers and fold them up and put them away. If you have a burning off of the radioactive belt, you've got a whole other set of problems, and I'm not going to be able to help you much, except with what I've already told you. In that instance, stay inside. Don't go out, period. You'll have to tend a few things about your house, make sure that whoever would do that has some protective covering in the form of rain slickers, anything that covers from fallout, and preferably then hose yourself off before you pass back in through the door. Because whatever radioactivity might be leaking, you can wash it off. And all of you will have pets and things that you're going to want to tend. Unfortunately, in that instance, you're going to have to work rapidly, and you're going to have to basically assume that those pets will respond instinctively.
Feedback in more ways than one.
Well, basically sitting and talking about it, you'll become very, very creative. And this is what you should be doing, sharing.
One last thing. Did we have a trial run the other night when we had that magnificent electrical storm? We had our power out for an hour. We got to enjoy that peace and quiet that you were talking about.
Wasn't it nice? And you see, suddenly it made sense. Oberle had a lot of work to do because I had just finished writing because I needed to be back and forth in contact with Bo Greitz. And I had to do it. He was leaving. And Oberle was able to start that generator and work down there for the full 4 hours that the rest of you dinked around with no power. If they burn off the radioactive belt, it may. The null time basically should not hurt them.
Excuse me, Commander.
Yes.
I had the understanding that the Illuminati was a group of enlightened entities who were to give technical knowledge to civilization according to their ability to comprehend it. If that's true, what happened to them now, and what's their current incarnation in the physical world?
Now, do you mean the true illumined ones or the Illuminati?
Well, I'm trying to find a difference now. I don't
there
know.
There is the illumined ones, which are basically the same as myself, which are the higher guides, which have been around for a long time to bring knowledge unto you as a species. The Illuminati organization took the name because of that, just as they do every other thing of priceless value, and have distorted it. It is now and became years and years and years ago representative of the elite.
Okay, and so is the Illuminati the same thing as Zionism, or is it the Committee of 300, or is it another cover name?
It's all just a portion of the same. Just a portion of the same. It basically sprang out of the original Freemasonry organization. It's hard to tell which came first, the Illuminati or Freemasonry, but it's all the same.
Okay, thank you.
And most people participate in all of these organizations, just like the Masons, I'm going to repeat. Don't come in and say, well, Hatton's down on the Masons. I'm not down on the Masons. I just tell you that anything that is done in secret and is not allowed to be told is of darkness, because God doesn't keep secrets, and the only mystery is due to the fact that you just don't know yet the answer. It isn't that he hides it from you. It's that you don't get it, even if he pokes it upon you. So you have to evaluate the relative response to the original order of any given group or society to determine whether or not it was set up in total evil, because the original planner set it up in total evil. But that doesn't mean the local Masons are evil. It means they are playing a game in a club, just like the churches on Sunday, following some doctrines and rules and initiations and regulations and playing a game. It's a club. You have to be the one to determine whether or not it is good or evil. But these particular clubs, the Club of Rome, the Illuminati, the Committee of 300 is the mother club. She birthed them. Yes.